Hidden Figures is a film about the space race, pun intended, because the movie is about it's about racism in America. It's about the racist approach to the contributors to the NASA arms race. So, which is when we have a pure meritocracy, of which there are very few, we like to think that intellectual pursuits and athletic pursuits are purely based on merits, because you can't hide on a basketball court, you can't hide on a long jump pit, and you can't hide in a math problem. We want the best and the brightest to be excelling, and that is sort of one of the central premises of the idea behind a multicultural world and society. And if you look at history, all the attempts to rid sort of cultures of that plurality has resulted in sort of the downfall of those societies, whether it be through the genocide of the Turks or the genocide of the Germans, whether it be through the expulsion of the Muslims and Jews from Spain. So we can see from history that we know that a multi-plural perspective actually contributes to scientific and artistic progress and to the economic well-being of an empire. So if we look at the American empire right now, we see a struggle for the to capture the narrative moving forward in 2017. On the one hand, we have a film like Hidden Figures, which is a sort of a classic Disney multicultural celebration, as in the vein of the Pocahontas or some of the other Disney movies that have gone on to sort of they've gone on to retell history with a sunnier sort of view than perhaps those who experienced it the first time. And so how do we reconcile this want to sort of tell the Jesse Owens story as a feel-good conquering of a barrier and the individual narrative that is the central bedrock of Western sort of art, based on sort of the Odysseus tale going back to Homer, which is to say the individual who goes out into the world and conquers his or her, in this case, barriers, and achieves the knowledge and wisdom that comes from that success and brings them back into the community that they came from for the betterment of everyone. How do we reconcile this story with the story of the greater arms race, which is to say, what portion of the history of NASA should be dedicated to the racial politics of the academy at that point? And at which point do we look at the gender politics of who was allowed to advance and who was allowed to be listened to in what should have been a meritocracy? And this is a problem for society at large. This is a problem for the culture wars if the left is to win and maintain its sort of its ability to control the direction of the culture wars. Are we going to be able to capture the imagination of those who feel like their stories are not told, or those who, I should say, rather feels like their story has been sort of told in a way that they don't relate to ever since Birth of a Nation? That's to say, the white sort of Southern conservative perspective in American history, who some could say is a racist perspective. And certainly when viewed through the lens of race, it's one that has been left out of any narrative that doesn't involve racism. So here we have a sort of a refreshing character, that of Kevin Costner, who plays a role of sort of helping, while being sort of a character of the times, which is to say racist but not mean. He allows sort of the merits and the intelligence of his sort of female worker, who happens to be African American, to supersede the sort of negative connotations of her race that would have made him an awful racist. So that's to say, how much credit do we give people for being sort of kind of racist, and how much credit do we give ourselves for living in a society that is kind of racist? And if you don't believe that it's kind of racist, then all you need to do is sort of peruse the statistics on incarceration and education funding, And so if we look at our society as overtly racist, without the negative connotation of racist, and we say, how could we create a plurality that benefits everyone? This is a problem for all of us, and one that we should look to a film like Hidden Figures to see how we achieve more together than we ever could apart. The criticism that perhaps the narrative of black women being lifted up by a white guy who gave them the chance is sort of lacking in pure like joy in terms of a story of progress, and yet at some point for women to vote, somebody had to allow that argument to be heard. At some point for a black woman to be allowed to have her math supersede her place in society, someone had to hear that. So there's an interesting dialogue here. That this could go on for hours. There's not an answer. Race is the central problem in America, except for gender. And if you look at the Women's Suffrage Act, if you look at the Civil Rights Act, and the piggybacking of women's voting rights onto African Americans' voting rights, that's a subject for another podcast, but one that is richly deserving of its own sort of college course. So, long story short, Hidden Figures is one of the best films of the year.